Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Oppositional Defiant Disorder Activities, 100 Exercises Parents and Kids Can Do Together to Improve Behavior, Build Self-Esteem, and Foster Connection is a Practical Parenting and Child Development Guide by Laura McLaughlin, a licensed professional counselor and registered play therapist supervisor. The book is aimed at families dealing with oppositional defiant disorder, a pattern of persistent defiance, arguing, and emotional reactivity that constrain daily life at home and school, rather than presenting ODD as a problem to be corrected through punishment. The book frames improvement as a process that depends on consistent structure, emotional support, and repeated parent-child practice. Its central purpose is to give caregivers concrete activities they can use immediately to strengthen regulation, cooperation, confidence, and relationship quality. The format is intentionally accessible, with simple materials and straightforward directions, which makes it suitable for busy households and also useful as a supplemental tool for therapists and educators supporting children with behavioral challenges. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a skill-building approach to ODD that emphasizes practice over punishment. The book is built on the idea that oppositional behavior is more effectively addressed through repeated skill practice than through escalation or harsh discipline. That distinction matters because children with ODD often struggle not only with compliance, but with emotional regulation, frustration tolerance, and trust in adult guidance. By organizing the content around 100 activities, the author shifts the focus from correcting isolated incidents to building habits over time. This approach is more consistent with how behavioral change actually develops in children: repetition, reinforcement, and low conflict engagement. The book therefore functions less like a disciplinary manual and more like a structured practice guide for families. Its value lies in helping caregivers replace reactive interactions with planned exercises that can reduce power struggles while still maintaining boundaries. In a category where many books emphasize theory or diagnosis, this one stands out for treating improvement as an active, collaborative process between parent and child. Activities designed to strengthen emotional regulation and self-control. A major emphasis of the book is helping children recognize emotions and respond to them in more controlled ways. The included exercises are meant to support skills such as identifying feelings, calming down, and making more deliberate choices when upset. This is important because oppositional behavior is often intensified when a child lacks the language or internal regulation needed to pause before reacting. The book appears to treat emotional literacy as a foundation skill rather than an optional extra, which is a practical insight for families. If a child can better name frustration, anger, or disappointment, adults have more room to guide behavior before it becomes a conflict. The exercises likely work best because they turn abstract concepts into concrete interaction, making emotional learning easier for children who resist formal instruction. In that sense, the book is not simply about improving manners or obedience. It is about expanding the child's capacity to manage internal states that drive oppositional episodes in the first place. Thirdly, building self-esteem as part of behavioral change. The title makes clear that self-esteem is not treated as separate from behavior, but as one of the conditions that can support healthier conduct. This is an important distinction in ODD-related parenting, because children who frequently receive negative feedback may come to expect conflict and rejection, which can reinforce defensive or defiant responses. By including exercises focused on self-esteem, the book suggests that children are more likely to cooperate when they feel capable, valued, and understood. The logic here is practical rather than sentimental. A child with a stronger sense of self may be less likely to use resistance as protection against shame or frustration. The activities therefore serve two functions at once, helping children feel better about themselves while also lowering the emotional intensity that can fuel oppositional behavior. This dual focus makes the book more nuanced than guides that treat behavior problems only as rule-breaking. It recognizes that a child's internal self-view can shape how they respond to correction, limits, and everyday family interaction. Fourthly, parent-child connection as the medium for change. Connection is one of the book's central themes, and that is significant because families dealing with ODD often experience repeated cycles of conflict, distance, and frustration. The exercises are meant to be done together, which means the book uses shared activity as a way to rebuild trust and reduce adversarial interaction. This collaborative structure is important. It transforms the parent from a purely corrective figure into a partner in learning. For children who respond badly to direct commands, joint tasks can lower defensiveness and create more opportunities for positive attention. The connection focus also makes the book compatible with play therapy principles, where relationship quality is treated as a key mechanism for behavioral growth. Rather than assuming that a child will change only after being pressured enough, The book suggests that cooperative engagement can make change more possible in the first place. That makes it especially relevant for households where repeated conflict has weakened communication and made ordinary routines feel tense. Lastly, a highly usable format for busy families and support professionals. One of the book's practical strengths is its accessibility. The activities are described as straightforward, with simple materials and clear instructions, which lowers the barrier to use for parents who may already feel overwhelmed. That design choice matters in a parenting book, because the best ideas are often the ones families can actually implement consistently. A large set of short exercises also allows caregivers to choose activities based on the child's mood, age, or current challenge, rather than reading the book sequentially. This makes the resource flexible in real-life settings, where children's needs change from day to day. The structure also gives it value beyond home use, since therapists, school counselors, and educators can adapt individual exercises to support social, emotional learning or parent coaching. Compared with more clinical books on ODD, this one is positioned as hands-on and immediate. Its practical orientation is part of its identity. It offers families something they can do, not just something they can understand. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents, caregivers, therapists, and educators who want a practical, relationship-centered way to support children with oppositional defiant disorder. Readers who are looking for a highly clinical explanation of ODD may find it less detailed than diagnostic texts, but that is also part of its strength. The book prioritizes usable interventions over dense theory. Its value lies in showing how everyday parent-child interactions can be reshaped through repeated activities that support emotional regulation, self-esteem, and cooperation. Because the exercises are simple and collaborative, the book is especially useful for families who need realistic tools they can start using immediately. Even without special training, it stands out in the parenting and child behavior category by avoiding an overly punitive frame and instead treating connection as a core intervention. That makes it a strong companion resource for families already working with professional support, as well as for those seeking a more constructive alternative to command and consequence approaches. In a crowded field of behavior books, its combination of accessibility, structure, and relational focus gives it a clear practical identity. If you would like to support Laura McLaughlin LPC Supervisor RPT, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.